Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm opening up the show here because Pat had to run off and grab her deck of cards because we're going to do
it. Right here, baby.
There you are. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is talk radio to thrive by. Hey, Benny.
How's it going?
We were
going
to have Carrie O'Connor on this morning,
yep.
But Carrie has got a family, everyday thing that showed up, and so she wants to give everyone her best regards, and she will have to do a rain check with us.
Yep, so we will have to do that. Her little boy had a little bit of an injury playing baseball last night, so we hope he is getting better. They had to, you know, take him to the ER, make sure he's okay, which, of course, all of our hopes and prayers are with him and the family of the, you know, Carrie O'Connors.
Oh, my God. We know what those baseball injuries are like, Mr. Benny.
I know, right? Gosh, you're telling me.
Ouch. But that's not going to stop us.
Nope.
We're opening up the phone lines right now because, wow, I am doing an open mic day, old school way, the way Benny and I used to do it. I have got three decks of cards I would love to work with you from, everything from the medicine cards to the angel cards to the heart cards. And so today's show is about raising the vibration. Today's show is about shifting energy. Today's show, for me, is about possibility. I woke up the other day, Benny, and I was at such an incredible place of feeling blessed, and I didn't really understand why at the time. But we want to give everyone out there an opportunity to dial up, bring these phones in. We've got some prosperity cards we're going to give away. Why don't we go ahead and give them that toll-free number? And also, if Jimmy would like to take some callers for us, we'll make it all happen.
Yep, 1-800-930-2819 is the number, and it's 1-800-930-2819, or you can visit psychiconair.com. Hit the middle of the page there. You'll see kind of like an open invitation to write in a fill-out, like an entry form, so to speak. Jimmy will get the information. He'll send it on to me, and we'll get you on the air.
Now, we were going to have Jimmy do a show with us, so we have to get, you know, some time so that we can plug Jimmy in.
I know, right?
So I already talked to those folks, so,
good.
You know, we talk about Jimmy a lot, but nobody ever hears Jimmy.
I know, right? Like, it's a figment of our imagination. We're just making this guy up.
I know. It's kind of interesting. I was doing another show the other night, and I keep talking about Ivan, right?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I finally said, look, Ivan, why don't you come on and say hi to everybody so people know who you are?
He could be, like, super scared.
No, he came right on.
Oh, okay. No, I'm talking about Jimmy, though, too. But I think Ivan would probably be more than happy to.
I wonder if Jimmy is super scared or we just have to figure the technology out.
Hang on. He's instant messaging me now. He goes, what up with that?
Well, this is what we're doing. We want to invite you to give yourselves a time to just give us a shout.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be pulling cards from the Prosperity Deck. We're going to be taking your instant feedback from our CBS affiliates. And anybody on CRN that you're listening to in cable radio network, bam, 1-800-930-2819. And for those of you that are listening many, many other places, that toll-free number works for you as well. What do you think, Benny? Should we pull a card for the show like we did, you know, we did for years?
Sure, we can do that.
I would love to do that. And you're going to let me know when the calls come in so I know how to behave myself and be quiet.
Absolutely. Valerie is answering our phones as we speak. She's getting all the information. And I've actually sent an instant message to Jimmy as well saying, call us right away. And he says, give me a few. So we'll go ahead and do that because we want to get him on the air. I want to actually hear him in person.
I'll say, Jimmy, how are you?
Right?
Okay. So here's the card that I pulled for today. And Benny, we have to go back to this. This is so absolutely cool to set the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
This is today's prosperity card. I easily release negativity from my life.
Ah.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
All right.
And let me tell you how old school this deck of cards is that I have here.
All right.
This is the black and white version before they went green.
<laughs> This
is totally old school on my old school AT&T phone. Here we go. Create a clear flow of energy throughout your body by regularly letting go of negative thoughts and emotions. Your power to allow good into your life works best when unencumbered by negativity. Yes, indeed. I love it. And the angel card for today is creativity.
That's a good one.
I don't know. Time to clear out the negative stuff. You feeling okay, Mr. B?
Oh, I'm feeling totally cool. I'm just trying to operate my, doing my procedures here because I got a lot of little hands in little different pots here, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And when are we going to get that old ISDN line in the studio?
I don't know, but we're good to go. We're already synced up with our, you know, other networks, and I think it's also about time to take our first caller. Let's go to Glenda from Seattle. She just wanted a general question there, Pat, so let's bring her on. Glenda, are you there?
Yeah, but my name is Brenda.
Yeah, isn't that right, Glenda?
Brenda.
Oh, Brenda with a B. Oh, okay. That's okay. We'll fix that. Thank you very much for joining the show.
He was going to kind of give you, like, the whole Glenda thing. You know, isn't that the good witch in The Wizard of Oz, yeah. Glenda?
Yeah, I'd like to think I was a good witch.
There you go.
See, that's why I said it.
Brenda, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So tell me what your question is.
I guess I wanted to kind of know where I was in life.
I'm going to tell you where you are. And let me just tell you the way I work. I work a little differently. What I do is I work with a series of cards, and they usually give me a little insight, and then, you know, I kind of get the rest. So there are two real important messages that, as you were speaking, I pulled for you. One is that I trust that my inner guidance will lead me to my dreams. There's something going on about you right now where you're not trusting something. I'm not sure what it is. It seems like it's a willpower issue, and I don't exactly know what that is, but is there something that you're fighting, you're struggling with, and yes, you do know the answer?
Yeah, I do know the answer.
Okay, and you don't have to share it on the radio. But and because, you know, you're not sharing it, I'm going to be a little bit cryptic with you, if you don't mind.
That's fine.
Okay. So here's the deal. You get guidance from a couple of different places, right? But you're
right.
Getting it right in your gut. Can you see what I'm saying? Do you relate to what I'm saying when I say you get it right in your gut?
Yeah.
Okay. You feel it in your gut. It may actually be making you sick if you're not paying attention to it. And so what you have to do, and this is your assignment in the next 24 hours, okay, if you choose to take it on, I want you to trust all of your hunches and your intuitions. And in the next 24 hours, I want you to ask the question, reveal to me what is mine to know. And every time you get an answer, you have to write it down or record it into a digital mic. And I don't want you to think about it. So, okay, this is really cool and different. You're going to get answers. You're not going to pay attention to it. You're not going to analyze them. But I want you to write them down for the next 24 hours. You ask that question and you write them down. Better yet, if you can put them on index cards, that will be great. What's going to happen is you're going to get some answers that you already have. But you're going to get them in an organized way because I think things seem really a little confusing to you right now. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. You must treat yourself with gentleness, okay? So the animal totem I'm picking for you is the deer, okay? Do you relate to the deer?
Yeah.
Yeah. The deer is about one of the most gentle creatures we have. And all of us fell in love with Bambi. I didn't do that until I was like 40, but still, it happened. So here's what you have to do in what I've pulled for you. It's pretty basic. You have to give yourself permission to follow your intuition for the next 24 hours. And part of this is some issue you're having with willpower. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's around a relationship, around a loved one. But you have to connect to that power. That's the highest quality of your heart. And you're going to do that through each of your actions. So you want to manifest divinely. So here is in sort of the summary wrap-up for you. You're getting messages 24/7. You're just not hearing them, or you know what they are, but they seem confusing. So this next exercise is going to help you sort them apart. You know in your gut what to do. Your gut's saying to you, do this or do that. you're just having a hard time with the doing part. Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's it. So you have to trust yourself. You have to be really kind, because I think this may be some hard decision. It's a decision of the heart. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. So that's what I want to say to you. But trust in yourself. Be kind to yourself. And you must have the willpower to make this decision that is all for the betterment of you. Got it,
Thank
Brenda?
You. Yeah, I got it.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. I hope that helps.
It did. I appreciate it. You guys have a great day.
You too, Brenda. Thank you.
We will. Thanks so much. That leaves the line open, 1-800-930-2819 at the Dr. Pat Show. Pat, we got about a minute and a half left. What do you want to do?
Well, what I want to do is, this is kind of one of these rare moments that mm-hmm. you and I get to do some old school readings. Mm-hmm. We haven't done them really in a while, and we've had some listeners absolutely asking that we, continue and do them again. So this is an opportunity if you want to work with me, Dr. Pat, on the show. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you're struggling with something, I know one of you out there is having a health issue, and I think you're trying to get in, but you're not getting in, and I'm not sure why that is. But, Benny, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll take the rest of the calls and let everybody know you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Do you know what your animal totem is today? And more importantly, do you know what it means? We'll be right back, Mr. Benny and Dr. P.
Shake that body. Shake that body. People, don't you know?
Are you in constant pain and tired of taking pain pills? At Holistic Medical Center, our physicians listen, examine, and find the root cause of your pain. Comprehensive, non-invasive, scientific, and energy-based natural therapies do exist to treat your pain and its root cause. Contact Holistic Medical Center to transform your life. Call 425-451-0404 or on the web at drdarvish.com. That's drdarvish.com.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at MargaretMcElroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio and Thrive By. It's me and Mr. B today doing it like we used to do it old school, open mic day on the show. We're taking your calls. And Benny, doesn't this feel good?
Oh, man, this is awesome.
I'm telling you, we're rocking it.
We are. And let's see if Richard wants to rock it with us. He's also calling in from Seattle. He wanted a reading with, I think it says wants a reading of a heart card. So let's see if we can help him out. Richard, are you there?
Hey, I'm here. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Hey, good. So, you know, you pulled that card about releasing negativity. It's kind of what I've been working on for the past year and a half. So I think I've gotten to a point where I recognize that, you know, pain and suffering, thinking about it does me absolutely no good. And it's there to for me to transcend myself and go beyond my experiences. And I'm doing pretty good in all areas except for maybe I seem to have a money shield around me, a money deflector.
Yeah, got it.
Okay.
Yeah, so here's the deal. You've been doing a great job. You've been doing a great job releasing the negativity. And, you know, absolutely been working it. Okay, so here's what I want to say to you. I don't want you to work it so hard anymore.
Okay.
Because you've done a lot of the heavy lifting, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you've done a lot of the heavy lifting. So, you know, when we did the show, and the show was called Crust Busting Your Way to an Awesome Life, we used crust, C-R-U-S-T, as the metaphor. And so let me just talk to you in those terms because it's going to really help you.
Okay.
You've got rid of the really big chunks because you've moved them out of the way. All you have now is the residual, what we call crust dust.
And crust. I like that.
It's cool. Think about it. It's, you know, it's kind of like the dust on your table or whatever, but here's the difference. You needed to work really hard on the negativity because you were getting rid of some big stuff. One of your heart cards I pulled says you can move mountains. Now, it doesn't say you can move mountains of negativity. You've already done that.
Okay.
And so this says you can move mountains. So what you're being called to do right now is you're being called to do what many, many people are called to do but don't learn how to do. So here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't want you to even use the word negativity anymore.
Okay.
Okay, because you're done with it. I mean, you're really clean. I got your energy. You're really clean.
Nice. Okay.
The second heart card I pulled was you are a bright light. You're the only one that doesn't think you are.
Wow. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. I mean, you're the only one that doesn't think you are. Everything about your aura, everything about your energy on the phone with me right now, even when you talked about negativity, all it was bright, bright, shining nights. I got to go get my sunglasses.
Okay.
Right? That's who you are. And so right now, it's time for you to kind of step up and step in. Your harmony card is I am prosperous in all areas of my life. And that's before you even said anything to me about the money deal.
Okay.
Okay?
The block is not stepping into my light.
I'm sorry?
The block is not being able to step into my light?
Totally the block. And
okay.
You not believing you can move mountains. Here's your assignment, and this is the right from the card. I am prosperous in all areas of my life. I want you to say it 70 times for 70 days.
Okay. Got it. I am
almost
prosperous.
Like I'm... you're going to wake up and you're not going to think about anything but that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, one last thing I want to say to you, because this is your time, okay? This is your time. You know what I mean.
I do.
Really know what I mean. This is your time. You have to stop procrastinating.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm inspired, because I am. I'm procrastinating because of fear, I think.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, we all go through it, believe me.
Yeah.
Every day. But what I'm just trying to say to you is, you don't need anything else. You have everything. It's right there in front of you.
Okay.
You can move mountains. You are prosperous in all areas of your life. I mean, every time I flip a card, you know, I mean, here is the perfect look. I pulled another one for you, and this you're going to relate to. It says, if I persevere and continue to have faith in my ultimate success, no power on earth can prevent me from obtaining it. Spirit protects and supports me totally in all of my endeavors. Do I need to say any more?
You do not. I am so inspired and so grateful that I get to walk my path of life with you through the radio and through talking to you every once in a while. And you're just a big blessing to God's gift of earth. and
exactly. And what I want to say to you, I'm going to give you an animal totem. I don't know if you know this totem or not, but it's the one that I pulled for you. It's the weasel. It's one of my favorite totems. The word for the weasel is stealth, and what that means, energy, ingenuity. This is yours to do. Remember, I am prosperous in all areas of my life, 70 times a day for 70 days. You have everything you need. I can't wait to hear from you again, and next time, you're going to be telling me about your success.
I'll call you in 70 days. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're good to go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hang on, Richard, real fast. I'm going to put you on hold, and Valerie's going to get your information. We'll send you a deck of our cards here. And, Pat, I think we got time for one more.
Let's do it. Richard's got really clear energy. It's really good.
Yep, absolutely. And I think Richard just hung up. So that's okay, though. Richard, call back, and Valerie will go ahead and get that information. Let's go to Barbara. She's calling in from Bellevue. She's, becoming an empty nester and needs some direction. So let's see if we can help her out. Barbara.
Hi.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So you're going to become an empty nester, or are you one now?
I'm going to become one. I have raised four kids. In the next year and a half or so, I'm going to be an empty nester, and I just don't know what direction to take my life now.
Okay, good. I'm going to help you, like, right now. You ready to play with me for a minute?
So ready.
You are not an empty nester.
Well, okay.
Yep. So here's the first thing I want to say to you. Where you are is at this place of where many, many people go through. We go through change. And the people we have loved and we have nurtured and we have watched them do what they're going to do, and now they're out there doing it. So I just want you to change the words a little bit about that. Because
okay.
When I hear empty nest, boy, I can feel your pain.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I can really feel it. And you have every right to feel it because you have done an amazing, amazing job. You have so much to be proud of. Do you know what I'm saying?
I am.
Yeah, I feel it. And what I want to say is no one can do what you did. No one can do what you did and step into the word empty. It just doesn't exist for you.
Right.
It's not your truth.
Right.
You have so much fulfillment and joy, and people that love you, you will never have an empty nest. Now what you have is another calling.
Right. That's what I got to figure out.
Yeah. You're going to get it. Here's what I want to say to you, and I've got a couple cards for you. It's already figured out for you. You already have it figured out. You don't have to know, like, immediately. Your angel card is adventure, and here's what I want to say to you about this. Get ready for the adventure of your life. You just finished one adventure. You know, come up with a metaphor for what that adventure was like, but don't call it an empty nest. You know, be creative for a minute and talk about what you've done. It's a metaphor. It's an adventure, but now you're ready for your next adventure, and what you're going to do is look at your heart card that I pulled, and this is what I think I want you to remember. Your successes can be truly amazing now. You see, you had amazing successes before, right?
Correct. Yeah.
But now, this is about you. You get to take as much time as you need for whatever it is you want to create. This is not about stepping in and becoming a doer around it. This is about becoming an amazing contributor, because you've already done that before. You've already contributed immensely. And so you are at this place where you now get to connect and create unexpected ability. So the card that I pulled for you is this, and I think you know what this means because I think you have it. It says, I connect with my inner power and expand my ability to receive. You see, you must have incredible inner power to pull this card. And that's what's pulling at you. That's what's pulling to say, okay, next, what's going to be the next adventure? Does this make sense to you?
It makes sense, but I still don't know what to do with it. I just don't know where to go or what to...
Yeah, and what I'm telling you is I don't want you to go anywhere. this is not a time of doing right now. Okay?
Okay.
This is a time for you to have fun in the creativity and the adventure of finding out. You see, you're going to get messages probably unlike you've gotten before. It's like when I was talking to Brenda earlier, you're going to get them in the gut. This is
yeah.
where now you get to play. You get to play. You get to explore. You get to find out, what do I really love to do? And the card that I pulled for you is really interesting because it says, working harder is not the answer.
Okay.
And I bet you want to go do that because you probably had a full nest and you probably worked very hard. This is a time for you to go on an adventure.
Okay.
Yeah, this is adventure. Now, I've got one more thing to say to you. I got at least one more thing to say to you about it. And the thing that I want to say is that when I looked at this next card, which is absolutely in line with everything, it says, the power of my higher self is now fully in action. You have to believe that. So you have a higher self that's operating right now. Do not let your little self take over. See, your little self would say, I got to be doing, I got to go do this. No, this is about your next adventure. This is about your amazing race. This is about you creating something that you don't even know about now that'll be revealed to you shortly. But it can't get into you if you're thinking about, I got to be there, I got to do it. I'm telling you, it's already done. It's being shown to you. So you have to be ready to step back, relax, and be creative. And so what I want you to do is 70 times a day, ask this question. Thank you for everything that you've given me. What is mine to do today? And as I said earlier, I want you to write it down. I don't want you to judge it. And I want you to do that for a week and have fun. How does that sound?
That sounds good. What do I say? Thank you for everything you've given me. What can I do today?
Yeah, well, thank you for everything you've given me. What is mine to do today? Don't analyze it. Just write. Put it to the side. And in a week, I want you to look at it as if it were a puzzle.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're going to get a deck of cards. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show, everyone.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate No. 9. Chocolate No. 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. No. 9 contains no refined sugar. No. 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate No. 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Do you have a passion for a cause? Do you like to raise funds for your favorite charities? Have you ever tried to start your own foundation or nonprofit but got bogged down in the paperwork or you didn't know where to begin? Well, tune in to the Dr. Pat Show on October 1st at 10 a.m. for the dynamic team of the Foundation Lady, Audrey Talkington, and the founder of the Foundation Network, Michael Nelson. They'll unpack the turnkey system for getting your foundation chapter started and approved in as little as 6 weeks. This system will totally transform your understanding of nonprofits. In fact, they're in the process of launching the Dr. Pat Foundation using this very powerful system. They'll announce a special offer for the Dr. Pat Show listeners that can give you hundreds of dollars immediately. Start your own foundation in 2 easy steps. We know you've got causes you care about. So find out how your own foundation chapter can impact your world. Tune in on October 1st at 10 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. For weeks, you've heard me stress the importance of probiotics to your health and beauty transformation plan. Healthy inner ecology gives new meaning to the term inner beauty and is critical to your digestion, looks, and immune health. How do you get your inner ecology humming? Start with a quality daily probiotic to balance your good versus bad bacteria. My favorite, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's fermented for 3 years using 12 strains of living bacteria including the powerful TH10 strain. It even helps your body produce its own unique strains of good bacteria. I've recommended Dr. O'Hara's for years and seen some amazing benefits in myself and in my program attendees who use it daily. Take your inner beauty to the next level. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus today at Vitamin Shop and other health stores or online at probiotics12.com.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Have you ever wanted more for yourself or your family? Are you prepared to take your life to the next level? Have you ever had that feeling or heard that little voice telling you that you can be so much more? Let Empowerment Psychic Linda Dickinson help you to embrace your own power. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for your private session and start living your life to the max. Be sure to listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, we're going to keep taking these calls, Benny, because I think we're trying to track down our guest. Is that right?
We are, Evelyn Resch. If you're out there, please call us here at the studio. You've been given the number. So we'll actually continue on with open lines. If you want to give us here a call here at the studio, 1-800-930-2819. And we've done that already. We have Ricardo actually calling in from Oakland, California. And he wanted to know about his schooling at the moment, maybe some education, and see if it moves on to a career. So, Ricardo, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hey, Ricardo, how are you?
I am doing good. It's a pleasure in actually getting to talk to you.
It's great to connect with you. You've got absolutely sweet, amazing energy.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very cool. Okay, here's a question. I'm going to ask you a tough question, okay? Mm-hmm. Whose idea was it for you to go to school and study what you're studying?
My idea, since I was a kind of a kid.
Since you were what?
Since I was a small child, I always wanted to do stuff in, like, film. So it's always been, like, a dream of mine.
Okay, so sales is the position that you're looking for.
No, actually, film.
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 Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that. So is that what you're studying?
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Cool. Okay. I'm going to be as direct as I can be with you. I don't ever want you to doubt yourself again. Period. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something that you're not believing. You're going to school. You're going through the motions. You're doing all the right stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what it was that happened recently. I don't know if it was conversations with family or I don't know. But I get the sense something happened recently to make you question what you're doing.
Right.
Is that true? Or
It is true in the sense, I guess, I see other people trying so hard and they don't get to the film area where they want to, and I always doubt that all my hard work would just kind of vanish and be,
yeah.
And I wouldn't become of what I want to become at the end.
Right. So very good. And that's really what I wanted to talk to you about. That's really what I was picking up right there when I asked you, are you doing something that somebody else wants you to do? It's that energy that has kind of got into your psyche, right? It's crusty
right. Stuff.
It's really crust.
Yeah.
And what it is this idea that I'm going to work hard, I'm working hard, I see other people work hard, and they're not getting where they want to be. Let me just tell you something. I'm not saying you don't have to work hard. You have to do the legwork. That's what you're doing, Ricardo. That's it.
Right.
But you cannot ever compromise on your passion and your purpose. So this
right.
is really good that this is happening to you now,
mm-hmm.
right, in school.
Yeah.
Happened to me when I was in school. It's really good it's happening to you now. Because you can get it out of the way and say, yeah,
right.
thank you for that information. Now you've just reminded me that I have to, what do they call it? I have to renew my vows to myself. This is what I want you to do.
Right.
You have to renew your vows to yourself. I would love for you to create a film ritual around this because this is your area, right?
Right.
Okay. So here's what I'm saying. I would love for you to create something so special on film. It could be short, and it could just be for you, but I really want you to do this. I want you to do it with your creativity and what you love. And I would love for you to create a renewal vow ritual on film. It could be as creative as you want it to be. It could be as long as you want it to be. It could be about the ups and downs of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe this is going to be a rite of passage for you.
It's nice to hear because, you know, it kind of validates, you know, what I want to do in the way you're saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something funny because I've been listening to, you know, your show. I work for 7 hours and I just can't get off the show. and what's funny is that I was asking my question for my angels or for God or someone to send me some sort of sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking and they were filming a movie. And I found it as, because, you know, I was kind of contemplating, is it going to be business or is it going to be film? And I just stepped into a whole film set that people were filming, and I just sat there like a little kid just kind of just looking at the lights and everything. And, I, you know, of course, that's what inspired me, going back to school and finishing this off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saying that, you know, saying the renewal vow ritual, I think that might be kind of like a thing that I can watch back as to
mm-hmm.
validate for myself type of thing.
Exactly. And actually, yeah. It has much bigger implications than that, which will be revealed to you. I don't know enough about you, but I know a little bit about your background, and I know
mm-hmm.
it intuitively. And what I want to say is what you're going to create is going to be an inspiration for a lot of kids. It's going to be an inspiration for people that have dreams. Now, I want to tell you, kind of interesting, the card that I pulled for you, because I think this is so important for you to hear. Because this is kind of tying it together. And, you know, for me, I love your energy. It's pure. It's great. The card that I pulled for you, the totem that is so perfect for you, is the lizard. The lizard is amazing. I mean, we always see lizard, hear lizard. We could go back to dragons. The meaning of the card in indigenous people in terms of what they honor, is dreaming. It's dreaming. It's
right.
The lizard sitting, you know, in the shadow of a big rock, you know, shading himself from the desert. You know, there's a story about the lizard and the snake and about dreaming. So this is what's turned up for you today. And it's turned up to tell you to pay attention to your dreams and their symbols. You see, you have a dream, which is part of a passion and a purpose for yourself, and it
right.
is about film.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what other people are saying or what they've done. I mean, you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, and very few people ever thought we would be able to do anything that was any good at all, let alone be on air.
Right. Right.
You have everything you need, but don't let your mind take your creativity away from you. When you get in a place like this again, do a film about it.
Okay. I'll definitely do that. And
okay.
I'm definitely gonna stick to this, you know, and start doing that, the film that you said, and continue
and have
on.
Fun.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. Thank you for just, you know, validating some stuff and just putting me back in my path.
Yeah, don't give up.
Okay,
stay
thank
with
you
it.
So much.
You know, your
thank
career around this is going to be revealed to you. It's not going to be what you think.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling
great.
In. Stay
thank
on the line.
So
we need
much.
To get some information.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
have a
okay.
good one.
Yeah, Ricardo, hang tight. Just 1 second. Valerie will get your information. We'll send you off a deck of cards. And let's see here. Pat, still no word from our guest. Hopefully, Evelyn Resch is okay. And we can connect with her, hopefully, in the next couple of minutes. If not, do you want to just proceed on?
I would love to proceed on. Does Jimmy have anyone that would love to connect?
Well, let me check here in a second, but I already have prepped up Joan from Seattle. She has been currently raising 6 children and is overwhelmed. I would be too. So let's bring on Joan, see if we can help her out. Are you there, Joan?
I'm here.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joan. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. I only have 2 kids left at home. I've just finished a year of massage therapy school, and it was one of the hardest years of my life because I'm just having trouble juggling everything. I'm feeling an urgency to get out there and start making money, and I am completely wiped out.
Hmm.
And,
so what's the urgency?
Because our youngest child has autism, and he's in a special school that's costing a lot of money.
Right.
Anyway, I'm just feel spent and kind of drained.
Okay. So cool. Let me see if I can help you out a little bit, because I think I have a couple of ideas for you, but you'll have to give me some more information as we kind of move the conversation along. The card I pulled for you is expectancy, but it's not what you think. You know, expectancy and emergency are sometimes hooked up together, right? You know what I want to say to you? Expectancy is a very powerful word. So what I would love for you to do is play with this. And what that means is it's being in a place where you're expecting calm and peace, and where you're expecting things to just flow, and where you're expecting that everything that you've done last year that may have burned you out a bit is going to pay off. Does that make sense? Okay. But you have to, and by the way, you know, the card that I pulled for you when you were talking about this, it says you have a magical touch.
Well, I know that.
There you go. Now, I guess the question that comes to mind is, what would happen if you were to let go of any sense of urgency? I mean, I'm asking you to do that right now with me.
Okay.
You see, because when you step into a place of faith and trust, there is no sense of urgency.
Right.
But I think those of us that really have a tendency to want to do and do well, we forget to step back and ask for help.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
Let me ask you a question. How is your spiritual practice going?
I've always attended to my spiritual life as much as I could, raising a bunch of kids. Almost never had time to myself, so it's always kind of had to be in the midst of the chaos.
Okay. So here's what I would like to suggest that you do, and I've got a couple more cards for you. I really think it's time for you to ask for help. You know, spiritual practice can be, okay, you know, this is what I'm doing. I would love a little help here. Whether you talk to angels, whatever it is that you do in your spiritual practice. So the card that I pulled for you is so important. And I think you're going to know exactly what this card means. And I don't want to talk about it on air, but I think you know. It says, this is a time of renewed power and freedom for me, which is you. I listen to my inner voice so that I may make a true and great contribution in the world with simplicity, detachment, and joy. When we come back, I'll talk to you more about this. And we'll finish this reading because there's lots more for you to hear. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Did you know Greek God's yogurt has 20 billion live and active probiotic bacterial cells per serving? This healthy type of bacteria in yogurt helps boost the immune system by protecting the gastrointestinal tract and fighting off harmful organisms, preventing disease, and helping you keep in tip-top shape. Did you have your Greek God's yogurt for breakfast today? For more information, visit GreekGodsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Are you where you want to be right now? Do worry, fear, and doubt stop you from feeling your best and living abundantly? Create your heart's desire. Live life to the fullest. How? Schedule a coaching session with Dr. Joanne White, author, motivational speaker, life, business coach, and energy intuitive. The Success Doc will motivate and inspire you to your own greatness. Call 877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org.
Is Egypt calling you?
Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you ready to prosper in your job or business by working in harmony with the universe? Polaris Business Guides is ready to hand you 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business. These keys allow you to accomplish more than doing less, overcome emotional blockages, create powerful partnerships, and build wealth, even in our current economic conditions. This program is taught by phone twice a month, so you can attend from any location. The next 8-month teleprogram begins October 7th, and there's no risk because Polaris Business Guides and Madeline Gurick offer a money-back guarantee. Call 877-524-8300 for complete details. That's 877-524-8300 or visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com for the keys to your prosperity.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about us, go to www.drpatlive.com. Benny, I think it's good that we connect with our previous caller and come full circle. What do you think?
Sounds good. Let's bring Joan back on. Joan, you still with us?
I'm here.
Cool. Well, thanks, Pat. Welcome
Hi,
back,
Joan.
I should say.
Joan, here's what I want to say to you. There are a number of symbols that are in front of me right now, and boy, they're like all saying the same thing. One of them is that you need to give your life new meaning. That's what's important. So a lot of the emphasis and focus has been around how do I make this work? How do I make more money? How do I do this? How do I do that? And what you're being asked to do right now is to believe in yourself and your unlimited potential. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Good.
Joan, do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You cannot question yourself. Mm-hmm. Even though what you're doing is going to help your family, mm-hmm. it's really about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about you. Everything is in front of you. And so when you believe in yourself, you have to feel confident, not just about what you do every day, because what you're doing every day is brilliant. You know, you are working hard, but the confidence is about your ideas. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You see, there's a difference between, you know, I get up every day and I go do the show and I have a sense of confidence because I love what I do. Mm-hmm. Am I the best talk radio host on air? Probably not. But do I love what I do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And am I confident about how I do it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are we confident about, like, the ideas we have on the show and how we can make it better? That's the key. Because mm-hmm. all of us on the team, we're always coming up with ideas to make it better for you all. That's mm-hmm. what you've got to fix. You've got to make a little adjustment with that, okay?
Yes, I believe that.
Okay, because that's going to be the key. See, now, if you step into the confidence of your ideas, then that first angel card expectancy, these two go hand in hand. Because mm-hmm. when you're confident with your ideas, just like I was saying to, I think it was Ricardo earlier, just like I was saying, if you're confident in your ideas, every 24/7, you are expecting the best in your life, whatever it is, mm-hmm. whether it's a job, whether it's the best for your children, whatever that is. So mm-hmm. this is really going to be your opportunity to marry both expectancy and confidence of creativity for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The other card, and I want to share this is kind of the last deal I want to share with you, is you're being asked to be your best friend, and you're not. There's something that you're holding yourself accountable for, you're blaming yourself for. There's something going on with that, mm-hmm. and I want to say you have to stop it.
All right.
I'm not even going to talk about it. You know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because what's happening for your life, everybody in your life has a role and a purpose to play, mm-hmm. and it's always for a higher good.
Mm-hmm.
And so your mission is to make sure that you are your best friend, that you value your ideas, that you honor them, and that you expect everything that you're thinking about, that you want for yourself, your family, your children, and your life.
All right.
And what you're going to need to carry you on that journey, the totem is the turkey. Now, turkeys, we all know about turkeys for Thanksgiving, but this is a very, very powerful totem. You know, we don't spend enough time thinking about what the turkey means and how to use it in our lives. But I want to share it with you because it's important for you.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's extremely important for you. So when we think about the turkey is about giveaway. And giveaway means that, you know, of course we talk about Thanksgiving, and the turkey is associated with Thanksgiving. You know, but when we're talking about giveaway, we're also talking about being given a gift. Now, you're being given a gift. There's a gift in front of you. You're not, you know, you're not really paying attention to it. It's right in front of you. And you're going to have to really step into it and know what it is. But the point that I want to make, this is a time for you to take a day in the next 3 days and celebrate. I want you to do something for yourself, whether it's go to a spa, go out for tea with friends, go to a movie. You must celebrate everything that you've done, okay?
All right, I will.
Those three things are really the key for you.
All right.
But if you don't honor your ideas and creativity and be confident about every step you're taking, you're not going to be able to step in. And I'm telling you, it's already there for you.
All right.
Thank you, Joan. Thank you so much for calling in. Believe me, it's going to be great. It's already great.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for calling in.
Cool. Thanks very much. And Pat, we have about maybe 5 minutes. We have time for one more, maybe a quick reading.
Go for it.
All right. Let's take Barbara. She's calling in from Detroit. She just was looking for a general reading herself. So, Barbara, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you've got some really pippy energy.
Oh, thank you. I feel good.
Okay. So you want a general reading?
Yes.
But I think you've got a question.
Well, about my job, mostly.
About your job? So here's what I want to say about your job. How long have you had your job?
3 years.
Do you like it?
I love it, but they cut our pay like 20%, and they're not talking to us, so we don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So here's what I want you to hold on to, because believe me, I have worked in places, and you know, I don't know why they do this craziness, right? So they cut your pay off, but you're in a job that you love.
Yeah.
I don't want you to focus on the pay right now.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Because, I mean, I don't know if you need the other 20% of the pay or not, but believe me, it's all going to work out for the best for you.
Okay.
All right. So here's what I want to say to you. Very few people, you and I get to say we love what we do. That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool. So there are a couple of cards that I want you to think about. One is the card that I pulled, Sisterhood and Brotherhood. There's a community. There's a bunch of you, let me just say, that are not feeling really good about the company right now.
Right.
They're not feeling good about the cut in pay.
Yeah.
They're not feeling good about not being talked to, with, or not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
They need support.
Yeah.
Okay. You're that person. You're that person. You're the person that absolutely needs to step up and hold the high holy watch for so many people. You're the person that has called into the show, and the reason that you called into the show is because you're hearing something and you want to hear something about what you can do. But I will tell you this right now. What you have to do is you have to hold the higher order for everybody. You have to be right there for everyone. You are part of the sisterhood and the brotherhood of so many people. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, because and I'm going to give you the secret.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the secret to what you want to do. You don't have to do anything. What I'm asking you to do is what I just ask you to do for yourself. And that is not to focus on the 20%, but to focus on the joy.
Okay.
Focus on the joy. Focus on what you do. find ways to connect with the community. So here's the card I pulled for you that I love. Celebrate life. You are doing great.
Okay.
That is it.
Don't
let this thing kind of pull you down with the 20%. Don't let it do it. You're worth more than that.
Okay.
Okay. That's what I want to say to you about your job. The other thing I want to say to you really quickly is, you know, you've got to release whatever it is that's in your past that's kind of, there's a little something in your past that's kind of bugging you right now. And you have to really move beyond it. And you are in a place of enormous power. Your mission is to help others be at the same place you are. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. Thank you for calling today, and thank you for doing the show. And you have everything you need. What I want to say to you is your totem is the wolf. You are the teacher. Wow. Benny, thank you for a great show. Thank you all for tuning in and turning us on. We'll see you next time, everyone. And remember, you have the power within you to live the life you want. We'll see you next time.